How's it going over here? You okay? Need some food or water?
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
You don't need nothing, huh? Just taking a break? I'm sorry?
Just resting.
It's a beautiful day today, isn't it? What's your name?
Jeff.
What's your name?
Jay.
Jeff.
Jay.
Sorry, I'm a little hard of hearing. My name's Jim.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Where are you from?
Ohio.
What part of Ohio?
Cincinnati and Dayton.
Okay. What are you doing down here?
Just living.
Yeah. How do you get by? Do you work or anything, or?
No, I was working. I broke my back. I shattered my face.
You broke your neck? Sorry to hear that. But you're doing okay now. I see you riding a bike and stuff, so you must be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got hit by a car.
You got what?
5 days ago.
You got hit by a car?
40 mile an hour.
Oh, my.
I can't believe I'm walking and the bike ain't
broken. Wow, that's a miracle.
It's crazy.
Man.
I got a bad...
Was it your fault, or did you pull out in front of somebody, or?
Yeah, but I turned around.
Nah.
He didn't stop.
Yeah.
He's hit.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
He tried to miss me. I hit the side of the car instead of the front of the car, but he hit me hard.
Oh, man. You didn't have to go to the hospital or none? Oh, you did?
Yeah. My tailbone's
broken. Oh, tailbones are the worst.
It hurts like a mother.
I used to have a lower disc in my back go out, and I thought that was the worst, but one time I think I bruised my tailbone, fell on the ice, and that was, like, even worse than the disc I had. Yeah. So you don't need no food. I brought you some food and water.
Well, I got plenty.
You got plenty.
Yeah.
Can I give you this?
Yeah.
Something for you to read later. I'm a traveling street preacher. I preach the gospel good news, how to find eternal life. There's a narrow path to eternal life. Jesus came and showed us the way, shed his blood for us. I'm not talking man-made religion. I'm talking about faith in the one true living God. Have you ever read the Bible?
I'm saved.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really? How long?
2010.
Really? So what does it mean to be saved? Maybe, I don't know if you want to talk about it. What does it mean to be saved? Yeah, accepted him, not really in the Bible, but if you mean, did you place your faith in his shed blood, repent, and were born again by his spirit? Is that that's the biblical.
Yeah.
Accepting him is kind of like, I believe in Jesus. Well, he doesn't require we believe in him only because the demons believe and tremble. He requires that we place our faith in his shed blood and his resurrection. He's the only way. He requires that we change our minds. I used to be a worldly drunk. And God transformed my life. All the glory goes to him. And we repent. And when we repent and change our minds and are willing to come out of the world and come out of man-made religion, then he sees a willing vessel and we enter a blood covenant with him and he gives us a new heart and a new mind. Now we're transformed. We're born again. And when we're born again, we follow his word, keep his ways. Again, come out of the world, come out of false Sunday church system. And we have to endure in the faith and read our Bibles and obey. That's the biblical path to eternal life. It's got that. It's on my track there.
Yeah.
And do you have a phone, or did you go online?
No, I don't have a phone because they keep hacking my phone.
Ah, okay. Well, that track will give you everything you need to know for eternal life. My phone number's on there. If you ever do need any advice or help or anything like that, you can. My phone number and my email is on there, and you can reach out, and I can encourage you in the faith. But I just told a man there that came over to our camper that. The fruit that we're born of God is not that we just believe at one time. The fruit that we're born of God is that we're daily transforming, seeking, obeying, striving, praying. Jesus said this in Matthew. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you." So I hope that's an encouragement to you today. We love you. I came over to offer you some food, but you're good. You take that gospel track. You got my contact info, and if I can help you, I got to go run down the road. I might be back here later today. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But let me know if I can encourage you.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Thanks for talking.
All right, thank you.
We love you.
All right, thank you.
Have a joyous day.
Yeah.